2026 Chuseok Charai Table, 5-row layout and simplification guidelines. The date of Chuseok in 2026 should be confirmed using the government's official public holiday calendar. A traditional charai table is commonly described as having 5 rows, starting from the side nearest the spirit tablet: rice and soup, grilled dishes and gyeon, tang, seasoned vegetables and dried foods, and fruit. However, the 5-row layout and sayings such as Hongdingbik Seo are not absolute rules, so families may reduce the number of dishes and the preparation work according to their traditions and circumstances. The exact dates of Chuseok Day and the statutory holiday period in 2026 should be confirmed using the government's official public holiday calendar. The 5-row charai table is a customary arrangement described as placing rice and soup, grilled dishes and gyeon, tang, seasoned vegetables and dried foods, and fruit, starting from the side nearest the spirit tablet. Hongdingbik Seo, Joyulisi, and Iodangyuk Seo are not absolute ancestral rite rules that apply to every household nationwide. Gyeon and fried foods, several types of tang, and numerous varieties of fruit are difficult to regard as mandatory dishes. When simplifying the rite, it is practical for the family to agree not only on the number of dishes, but also on who is responsible cooking methods, whether to use a paper spirit tablet, the order of the ritual, and how to handle leftovers. The date and day of the week for Chuseok 2026 should be checked against the government's official public holiday calendar. Families that hold charai rites can make use of the holiday period, but the actual preparation time will vary depending on work schedules and travel plans. A charai table is often explained in terms of a 5-row arrangement and various placement maxims. However, rather than being a single rule applied uniformly nationwide, this is closer to a model summarizing practices that vary by era, region, and family. To respect tradition while reducing food waste and the burden of preparation, it is necessary to distinguish what is essential from what is optional. Chuseok 2026 date and preparation schedule, the exact date and day of the week for Chuseok in 2026 should be checked against the government's official public holiday calendar. Under the regulations governing public holidays for government offices, the day before Chuseok, Chuseok itself, and the following day are public holidays, and the exact dates and days of the week should be checked against the government's official public holiday calendar. Date-day scheduling significance: September 23, Wednesday, a weekday well-suited to starting shopping and travel; early September 24, Thursday, the day before Chuseok. Advance cooking and table-setting preparations are possible September 25, Friday Chuseok; September 26, Saturday, the day after Chuseok. September 27, Sunday can be combined with weekend travel home and cleanup plans, even if the holiday appears long on the calendar. Preparation time may not be sufficient if travel takes a long time or some family members work shifts. It is reasonable to first confirm the number of attendees and the time of the charai rite, then work backward to determine the scope of shopping and cooking. How are charai and jaidse different? Charai is a rite honoring ancestors on holidays such as Sialol or Chuseok, while jaidse is generally held based on the date an ancestor died. Although the procedures may look similar depending on the household, charai is often observed relatively simply with holiday foods. Chuseok charai reflects the custom of expressing gratitude by offering newly harvested rice and seasonal produce. Songpyeon is a representative food, but not every household must follow the same menu and sequence. Depending on religion, region, family tradition, and agreement among family members, some households omit charai or replace it with a memorial gathering. Basic 5-row charai table arrangement: the 5 rows are generally described as being counted from the side where the ancestral tablet is placed, rather than from the side of the person facing the table. However, because the number of rows and the positions of foods differ by family, any long-standing family practice should be checked first. Row distance from ancestral tablet, representative foods considerations when simplifying: first row closest rice, soup, wine cup, spoon, and chopsticks, Songpyeon for Chuseok; Some households center the arrangement on songpyeon and omit rice and soup second, ro second grilled dishes, skewer dishes, gyeon, etc. The selection may be reduced to one grilled dish, or gyeon may be omitted third row middle meat soup, fish soup, vegetable soup, etc. Instead of several soups, only one may be prepared, or soup may be omitted fourth row fourth seasoned vegetables, dried meat or fish, kimchi, sikhai, etc. The number of seasoned vegetable dishes may be reduced, and everyday side dishes may be used fifth row outermost fruits such as jujubes, chestnuts, pears, and persimmons. A few seasonal fruits may be selected instead of following a fixed number. This table is a representative model for understanding traditional table arrangements. It does not mean that charai is valid only when every item is included. A table with fewer than five rows may be used, or a simple arrangement may consist only of songpyeon, seasoned vegetables, a grilled dish, kimchi, and fruit, whose perspective determines the table's left and right. Descriptions of charai table arrangements often determine left and right from the perspective of the ancestral tablet facing the food. When the person preparing the table faces it, left and right may appear reversed, causing confusion. However, standards vary by family, and the placement maxims themselves are not universally mandatory rules. Rather than arguing over positions immediately before the right, it is practical to check existing photographs or family records, and if no records exist, choose one standard and arrange everything consistently. Are Hangdangbikseyo, Joyurisyai, and Iadangyukseyo absolute rules? The following Sino-Korean maxims are often used to explain the placement of foods on a charai table. Hangdangbikseyo, red fruits are placed in the east and white fruits in the west, Joyurisyai. Jujubes, chestnuts, pears, and persimmons are placed in that order, Iadangyukseyo. Fish is placed in the east and meat in the west, Dudangmaisyo. Fish heads point east and tails point west, Jwapohai. Dried meat or fish is placed on the left and sikhai on the right. These expressions are widely used in modern guides to charai table arrangements, but it is difficult to regard them as a single set of etiquette rules that every family nationwide must follow. Some placement instructions conflict with one another, and practices also vary by region. It has also been noted that universal grounds for these rules are difficult to find in old books on rites. So the simplification guidance issued by the Sungkyunkwan Committee for the Establishment of Ritual Standards does not present these maxims as mandatory rules. Accordingly, a family may follow its customary placement method, or, if it has no separate tradition, arrange foods attractively and safely by category. Must gyeon and oily foods be offered? Making large quantities of gyeon is a major factor increasing the workload of modern holiday preparations. However, there is no universal rule requiring gyeon or foods pan-fried in oil to be offered. The simplification approach presented by the Sungkyunkwan Committee for the Establishment of Ritual Standards also does not treat gyeon as an essential food. The following foods may be reduced or omitted by family agreement. Multiple types of gyeon and fried foods, several soups separately prepared with meat, fish, and vegetables, grilled and skewered dishes made using similar cooking methods, additional seasoned vegetables included to create a color arrangement, numerous fruits included to follow a prescribed order, large quantities of food that are difficult to consume after charai simplification is not the same as eliminating all traditional foods. One or two dishes that are especially meaningful to the family can be retained, while foods that take a long time to prepare or are not ordinarily eaten can be reduced first. How can a simplified charai table be arranged? The widely known Sungkyunkwan example of a simplified arrangement consists of songpyeon, seasoned vegetables, a grilled dish, kimchi, fruit, and similar foods. This is not a new mandatory standard, but a proposal intended to show that excessive table arrangements can be reduced. Households can choose even simpler arrangements as follows. Example arrangement foods: basic songpyeon, seasoned vegetables, a grilled dish, kimchi, fruit, minimal cooking songpyeon, one seasoned vegetable dish, fruit, and wine or another beverage. Family meal combination offer songpyeon and seasonal fruit first, then separately prepare a meal to share after. The rite, more important than the number of foods, is for the family to discuss the meaning and method in advance. No single arrangement is the correct answer for every household. How should a jibang or photograph be prepared? A jibang is a paper ancestral tablet on which an ancestor's title is written when a permanent spirit tablet is not enshrined. The wording may vary according to the relationship between the ancestor and the officiant, the ancestor's sex, and whether an official title is included, making it difficult to apply one example unchanged to every household. Checking family records or an existing jibang is the most accurate approach. Depending on the household, a photograph of the deceased may be placed instead of a jibang, or a memorial marker bearing only the person's name may be used. Whether to use a photograph or a jibang is also a matter for family agreement, not a government-mandated requirement. Even if there is a custom of burning the jibang after the rite, it should not be burned inside an apartment, on a balcony, or in any location where the use of fire is prohibited. It should be disposed of safely, in consideration of fire risks and building management regulations. General sequence of Chuseok Charai specific ancestral rite procedures and the number of bows vary greatly by family. When conducted simply, the rite can follow the sequence. Prepare the table and the ancestral tablet or photograph. Attendees compose themselves and greet the ancestors as a gesture of welcome. Offer wine or another beverage and bow, or observe a moment of silence. Pause to remember the deceased or allow the family to share their thoughts. Give a final farewell and clear the table. Hold yumbak, in which the family shares the food that was offered. Some households follow traditional procedures such as gangsen, chamsen, hyanju, sapsaijing jeo, and sasan. Others may simplify the rite by offering wine once and observing a moment of silence. If changing existing procedures, checking the opinions of elders and attendees before the holiday rather than on the day itself can reduce conflict. Matters to decide in advance through family agreement simplification does not end with reducing the number of foods. To reduce the actual workload, the family should also decide together who will prepare what and when the rite will be held. Whether to hold charai or replace it with a memorial gathering or a visit to ancestral graves, whether to use an ancestral tablet, jibang, or photograph, which foods to retain and which to omit, which foods to cook at home, and which to purchase, who will handle shopping, cooking, table setting, and dishwashing. The scope of the ritual, including bows, silent remembrance, and wine offerings, attendees' dietary requirements, including vegetarian diets, allergies, and medical conditions, how leftover food will be divided and stored, the total budget, and how costs will be divided among participants. There is no legal rule requiring charai preparations to be concentrated on a particular gender or one person. As it is a family rite, responsibilities can be divided according to attendees' available time, health, and cooking ability. Criteria to check when comparing costs: the cost of a charai table varies greatly depending on the number of items, number of attendees, place of origin, place of purchase, and whether prepared foods are used. A single figure from a particular year cannot easily be applied as the expected cost for every household. Prices by item, region, and market for agricultural products can be checked through KAMIS, operated by the Korea Agro Fisheries and AMP, Food Trade Corporation. However, KAMIS prices do not represent the total cost of a charai table, including cooking labor, prepared food prices, and delivery charges. When comparing costs, the following conditions must be kept the same: actual number of attendees and required quantity of each food place of purchase, such as a traditional market, large retailer, or online store, difference between raw ingredients and fully prepared foods, differences between domestic and imported products, and between grades, delivery and packaging, charges, and the amount of leftover food. Simplification that also considers food safety and leftovers, food safety and waste volume are easily overlooked in table setting guidance. Charai foods are often left at room temperature for long periods after cooking, and cross-contamination may occur as multiple people move and share them. Use separate utensils for cooked foods and raw fish or meat ingredients. Do not leave cooked food at room temperature for long periods, and place only the required amount on the table. Divide leftovers by type and refrigerate or freeze them promptly. Do not eat food if its storage conditions are uncertain or its smell or color has changed. Check in advance for allergenic ingredients and the needs of attendees who cannot drink alcohol. Preparing only as much as can be eaten from the outset is a form of simplification that simultaneously reduces costs, labor, and food waste. Key points: the five-row charai table is a reference model for understanding traditional arrangements, not a rule imposed on every household. Maxims such as Hongdongbikseyo and Joyeurisyai also do not need to be treated as absolute standards. When preparing for Chuseok Charai in 2026, first choose items meaningful to the family, such as songpyeon and seasonal foods, and reduce the varieties of jeon, soup, and fruit to match the amount that will actually be eaten. The key to simplification is agreeing before the holiday on the number of foods, ritual sequence, division of responsibilities, and whether to use a jibang.